The analysis found that South Dakota State's Division I reclassification has been more successful than USD in terms of using fewer public and student subsidies. SDSU, with an athletic budget of $20 million, draws about 45% of its revenue from allocated funds, according to the most recent data. USD's athletic department is more subsidized, with 66% of its $18.5 million budget coming from government and institutional money and student fees. Government support refers to general funds dispersed by the South Dakota Board of Regents, which oversees the state's six public universities. SDSU and USD compete in the Summit League for most sports and are football members of the Missouri Valley Conference along with North Dakota State and the University of North Dakota. That puts them in the football championship subdivision, a lower level than the football bowl subdivision, which encompasses major college programs such as Nebraska, Minnesota, and Iowa. The so-called Power Five conferences reap the benefits of billion-dollar television deals and ticket sales. Their allocated funds average is 7%, due mainly to media rights, NCAA and conference distributions, and bowl-related revenues. That leaves mid-major programs such as SDSU and USD scrambling to find enough money to meet mounting expenses for scholarships, coaches' compensation, facilities, and travel. Operating revenues such as ticket sales, corporate sponsorship, and donor contributions can be a challenge for mid-major athletic programs to generate. When compared with rivals, the South Dakota schools are not unique. The average percentage of allocated funds for FCS schools is 71%, which means USD is less subsidized than most schools at their competitive level. Other Summit League public schools that sponsor football also rely heavily on allocated funds, with North Dakota State at 33%, North Dakota at 54%, and Western Illinois at 72%. SDSU reported $4.4 million in ticket revenue in 2020, compared with $960,000 for USD. For South Dakota News Watch, I'm Stu Whitney.